1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 25 to 28. Now about virgins, I have no command from the Lord, but I give a judgment as one who by the Lord's mercy is trustworthy. Because of the present crisis, I think that it is good for you to remain as you are. Are you married? Do not seek a divorce. Are you unmarried? Do not look for a wife. But if you do marry, you have not sinned, and if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. But those who marry will face many troubles in this life, and I want to spare you this. In this short passage, Paul is again accentuating relationships in marriage and out of marriage. And he is focusing on people who are not married, and he says to them they should remain unmarried. And if you are married, you should not seek a divorce. You should stay married. He gives this judgment because he says that the Lord, who is merciful, has made him trustworthy. So Paul is not depending on his own judgment. He is depending on the Lord's mercy. He talks about the present crisis. The Church of Jesus Christ was being persecuted. It was the beginning of the church in many ways. There were many difficulties from without the church and from within. It was a sinfulness that was going on in the church with regards to relationships. And he has been trying to address this issue throughout a number of these short passages. And he says, because of the crisis, people should remain as they are. So don't seek divorce and don't seek to get married. Do not look for a wife. That's his advice, which might seem strange to us, might seem extreme to us. But the church was in a situation where Christian fellowship and Christian witness needed to be strong and needed to spread out from the centres where it was. He says if Christians do marry, they haven't sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned either. But then he says, those who marry will face many troubles in this life. And he says, I want to spare you this. And it is true that marriage is a very difficult way to live. You're talking about two intrinsically selfish people who want things their way and want to do things their way. And it can cause a lot of friction. There are many things that have to be worked out in relationships. There are many things that have to be talked about and faced. And if we marry, there are many troubles in this life because you don't have to just worry about yourself. You have to worry about the partner. And also if you have children, you worry about them too. So this kind of situation was made difficult because of the situation in the church at this particular time. I do not know if it means that Christians shouldn't marry or that the ideal is that Christians shouldn't marry. It would seem to be that this is the case. Why would Paul say that? Well, what he seems to be saying here is it's because the church needed workers. The church needs selfless, sacrificial people to work. And if you get married, obviously that becomes complicated. And this is Paul's reason for this. We live in a time in this country where the church is in very difficult, situations. There are many issues, there are many things to work out. And I suppose we all need to examine who we're serving. Am I just doing things to please myself because I want them? Or am I doing them because God wants them? And that's the crunch issue, really. Does God want me to be married, or does God not want me to be married? And it is very easy for us to put our own desires in there and for the issue to become smudged. So we all need to be straight with ourselves, honest with ourselves, and seek only the Lord and what he wants for our lives.